Strange Adventure.
John Friday was watching his cork floating dreamily on the quiet surface of Hathaway Creek when he heard a high-powered car pull up and saw two men climb out. One of them called to him.
Hey, Shorty, paddle that canoe over here.
John pulled his canoe to the bank.
What's the matter, gentlemen? Can I help you?
The other stranger peered down at John, then smiled.
Yeah, that's Spike. He calls us gentlemen. Wants to know, can he help us? Maybe he can lug our loot across the creek for us.
Shut up, Creaky. You talk too much. Hey, Shorty, what happened? There's no bridge. How are we supposed to get across this creek?
Ah, you're on the wrong road. This hasn't been used since the highway was built and the ferry was taken out. I'm afraid you'll have to drive back to Martinville and get on the highway.
Creepy turned a pale, thin face toward his companion.
Hey, we can't get back into town. By this time, the sheriff and everybody is nowhere hot since that service station hold up. Yeah, we'd be jugged for sure.
Ah, no, not if we play it right. Look, I got an idea. Shorty here is going to help us make our getaway. Get the stuff out of the car.
John found himself facing two desperate men and an unfriendly automatic. Spike gave him rather emphatic orders.
All right, little man. You're going to paddle us upstream till I tell you to stop.
Well, I can't go very far. There's some very bad rapids up ahead.
Never mind the excuses. Just get going.
John pulled his canoe into midstream while the two robbers watched his every stroke. They had gone but a short distance when Creepy pointed upstream.
See? The little guy's right. Them is rapids ahead.
John drew into the bank near the spot where white water tumbled toward them through a boulder-strewn passageway.
Now, look, if you men will steer the canoe, I'll take a line ashore and pull it along the bank till we're through the rapids.
Now, that's a good idea, Shorty. But don't try no funny stuff. Creepy, you keep him covered.
John made a line fast to the bow of the canoe and lined it up to the bank, the robbers keeping in the clear of the threatening boulders. Suddenly, Spike glanced upward and let out a shout of alarm. Spike's voice was filled with terror.
Hey, get back! The bank's caving in on us!
He was answered by a crash of tumbling dirt, rocks, and John Friday as the undercut bank caved into the canoe, swamping it. John managed to scramble back up the shelving bank. As he looked down at the two men struggling in the swirling water, their guns hopelessly lost, he knew his plan of dragging the canoe under the overhanging bank had worked. He was pondering his next move when a loud and familiar Irish voice smote his ears, that of Sheriff Patrick O'Brien.
Say, what are you trying to do, scare all the fish away?
Oh, say, is that the way to thank me for catching the men who held up a service station and were about to get away?
Sheriff O'Brien moved fast now, and soon he and John had the two mud-spattered thugs bound with John's tow rope.
Oh, gee, Patrick, you know, it was awful nice of these men to insist that I take them upstream to where I knew you were fishing. You know, I hope you don't feel bad because I made a bigger catch than you did. But then you must realize that I was using a stronger line.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to The Peaks of Shangrin, our next tale of
Strange Adventures.